This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
All right, D'Amico Ryans, you heard that promo there as we jumped out of the break. Said, hey man, Nick Caley said this guy has the ability to tailor the offense towards the players and get us over, as he said, the hump. And I do wonder where fans are. 713-572-4610. Those of you on the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line. Those who are on YouTube and Twitch, I see you kick rocks. And Sally in the building, everybody over there. Now that we've seen D'Amico, we know, and I'm taking him for his word, right? As he said, this is his hire, man. He made this decision. It was a tough decision. He wouldn't make this decision. He made the Nick Caley decision. He also made the Bobby Slowick decision, right? That was his guy he brought with him from San Francisco. And clearly year one, it was a home run decision, right? Based off what happened with C.J. Stroud, what happened with the offense, and this guy getting head coaching opportunities, at least interviews, multiple ones after year one, a home run. Obviously, last year, he felt he had to make the tough decision to make the change on Bobby Slowick. How are you feeling now that we're already here year two? And it's his second selection here. And based off what he brought in, and like I said, you hear from the people as well, how are you feeling in your confidence that D'Amico can pick the guy that this offense needs?
Well, look, I not good. I mean, the confidence level is low. It's when we hired D'Amico Ryans, a defensive-minded head coach, I immediately said the fear is that you get a turnstile in the wrong direction at the offensive coordinator position. Yeah. Even if the guy wins, he moves on, you got to find the next replacement. And it could be in a year like this year where you find yourself without an offensive coordinator and there's nobody out there. The old heads that are on the streets, they want to take the year off and Mike McCarthy. Doug Peterson doesn't want to coach. You know, all these, a couple of the other guys got, you know, Chip Kelly's making too much money, right? So it's one of those scenarios where you look up and you fire a guy and you go, well, damn, what am I going to do now, right? This is precisely why the defensive-minded head coach, from jump, scared the hell out of me. And now that we're 2 years into this thing, everybody out there, all the listeners out there that call me every name in the book when I said it, this is exactly what I'm talking about. Now, I'm not sitting here telling you that I don't like to hire D'Amico Ryans. I'm just telling you this is life with the defensive-minded head coach, is you're constantly trying to get the most important piece, the best support you can, which is your quarterback. You found the quarterback, and now – unfortunately, you can't find the play caller to get it right. And when D'Amico, in D'Amico we trust, he hires his first guy. It's his homeboy. Again, not some established, older, pelt on the wall, coaches with an iron fist, my way or the highway type offensive coordinator. He hires a guy from the system that he's been locked at the hip with in San Francisco. And we all just got to sit here and trust, right? One good year, one bad year. D'Amico, boom, boots him out the door, and here we are hiring another guy from that Shanahan, McVay, Kubiak understudy, you know, up and coming type of guy, and now we just supposed to sit here and trust again. Yeah, I don't have confidence. I don't have much confidence at all, to be honest with you. Whether it's in D'Amico or it's in Nick or it's in Nick Cayley, I don't. The confidence is not real high that this is going to show that this is going to bear much fruit in the sense of improved production offensively.
Because yeah, there is a wait and see element, which I think we are squarely in. But sometimes the wait
it's the only option you have.
But sometimes it is made different if you feel like, all right, I've got a good feel that based off history or whatever, the direction they're going to go is going to work out.
Yeah, yeah, and I tell you, you talked about the confidence in D'Amico. I don't know any of the details, but right now, if I had to bet on kind of, you know, a 30,000 foot view of what's going on, the first time, D'Amico Ryans, you got it. Hire your guy. He hires his guy, and it's Bobby Slowick. And this time, it's hard for me to not go Nick Caserio.
Let's collab on this thing a little bit more.
Let's go your route. Who do you got? Well, we got the old New England, good buddy of mine, New England, John Carroll guy from New England, O-line coach. Let's just make him – we already got him an assistant. Let's make him the O-line coach. Let's go get this guy that's been a hot – you know, he's been hot lately. In a time, by the way, let's make sure we include all the context. Yes, he's been hot. He's turned down some interviews. I get it, but we're living in an era where anybody and everybody that knows Nick Caserio gets an interview. And I'm not shooting at Nick. I'm just saying, generally speaking, like if you have a connection to an organization, we got guys out here that have no business getting head jobs that ain't even coached in the league getting interviews, right? So let's not oversell a guy being a hot candidate at the head coach position. We're interviewing anybody and everybody under the sun. In today's NFL. So, you know, but it looks to me like this is Nick's turn to go out and get his guys in here and do it his way, do it the New England way, because the San Francisco way didn't work out. There's too many dots. The stars align in that direction. You can't tell me that Nick Caserio didn't have a very, very, very strong, all of a sudden, you know, a guy in D'Amico and Nick that the first thing they do every time they speak is, man, we work together. We do things together. Now all of a sudden, Nick's nowhere to be found with this staff. Yeah, no, it's like I don't care what anybody says. It's hard for me to not go to a place where it's Nick's turn to make the decision, and see if he can't get the offense.
Definitely think this is a much more collaborative effort in figuring out who the coach is. And I'll be honest, I don't have a problem with it.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy, just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right, like no, after, it just, you know what it, I mean. Just, after it's Slowick and that didn't work.
Yeah.
But hell yeah, you know, maybe we, and he talked about it. Talked to other coaches. I'm certain he's got a relationship with Sean McVay. Certain he's probably talked to his mentor and Kyle Shanahan. I'm sure he's talked to multiple guys. I trust that DeMeco, for the most part, like can identify good coaches. I feel like he's been around enough of them so much, from Kubiak to Andy, help Chip Kelly, even in Philly, and then obviously with Kyle in San Francisco. To me, and still we have not seen everything shake out. We don't know if the staff will completely stay the same. Right now, we have only heard of the one change, and it's not really that much of a change because he was on the staff last year outside of Kaylee. Is it does feel like there has to be more change than this, and that or at least has to be a guy, as he said, his leadership, there has to be a little bit of a guy saying, all right, I'm gonna be the OC, but I do need to bring somebody or some people that I feel good about. There is no way to me that Nick Kaylee can come in here and say, yeah, that's the tight end coach I'm going to roll with. But if you were a tight end coach your whole life and you watch on film and you saw what you saw from tight end, like, no disrespect, brother, I got to get my guy in.
Absolutely.
Right? Like, to me, there is something to the thought of, hey, now sure, maybe there was a connection, but hey, man, before we even hire you as the OC, we're going to hire your offensive line coach. And that is clearly, that's the number one thing he was questioned about. Nick Kaylee, that was coming more than anything in the presser. And that, like, there's something to the fact of, it does feel like he's bringing in a coach that he has made a lot of decisions for him, and you just come in here and
well,
coach.
It's interesting, that's the only thing that
makes me check up.
Nobody wants CJ put in a system. You want to build a system around CJ, but you want to stick Nick Kaylee in a system.
Yeah.
It's okay for Caserio and DeMeco to just keep all these pieces around there and just plug Nick Kaylee in and go, hey, man, go, good luck. Go get this. Go do work with this group. But But CJ, you can't plug him into a system. It's interesting, man. Nick and DeMeco got an interesting way of hiring. It works on the defense side of the football because DeMeco's running all the – obviously, DeMeco is a elite alpha leader of men and a great play caller. But finding that elite alpha leader of men, great play caller on the offensive side of the football seems to be they've had a tough go at it so far. We'll see if Nick Kaylee can rise to the challenge.
Yeah, they think highly of him, and I cannot wait to watch and see what things he brings to the table and how this thing looks. And I do, like I said, I think DeMeco can identify good coaches. And I think it's just a bit of the process of it. Like, when you think about good coaches, the other part that comes to mind is, well, yeah, man, I'm gonna bring guys that I feel really good about.
But here's the deal: like, I agree with you. DeMeco and Nick are, I mean, I would say on the elite side of hiring guys that cleats in the turf, sweat my ass off, leaving it all on the field coaching. Like, I think that part of it is the, and that's part of the reason why the Texans are going to win this division. They're going to be a 9 or 10 win football team until DeMeco decides to hang it up, right? But again, the interesting thing is you've got to have more than that in a play caller. Like, he's got to demand the respect of Bill Lazor and Gerard Johnson and Ben McDaniels and all these guys. He's got to demand the respect, even in the hard times, man. Even when you can't get the protection right and your quarterback's smoke, like, you got to demand the respect of those guys. And it's clear Bobby may have been a damn rocket scientist with play. He may have been a genius with the playbook. But if you don't demand respect in them adverse times, everybody's going to turn on you, and it's going to be it's going to get uglier and uglier and uglier, and that's obviously what happened with Bobby.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.